Captain Jeremiah from Fremont, also known as the Legend Jerry, and you're listening to the Morning Roast with Vonte Hill and Butcher Boy Joe Shasky, two Bay Area homegrown legends themselves, everybody. And I want you guys, everybody, to say it with me now. The best part of waking up is the morning roast in your cup.
Oh, give it to me.
Yes.
What up, Jeremiah? What up, Roasters? By the way, we're qualifying two people between 7:30 and 7:50, so that is coming up. That is coming right up. Today's the last day to win a chance to come in and have breakfast with the Roast Friday, September the 6th, to kick off football season with us. Again, listen in the next 12 minutes. You want to listen between 7:30 and 8 o'clock, and we have two more spots left. When you hear this sounder, be the 10th caller, and you win a spot for breakfast with the Roast, provided by Jack's Restaurant. All right. Here we go. Latest on Ricky Pearsall. He has a shoulder injury, and it's now recurring. And they hope that it wouldn't be a thing. How about this? This is unbelievable. Mike Silver reported Pearsall has a shoulder thing that is now recurring, and I think worrying over the long haul, something they knew about before they drafted him and were hoping wouldn't be a thing. So that's not good.
They knew about a shoulder
thing.
Yeah.
They knew about a shoulder thing before they drafted him. And now he's got a shoulder thing that's lingering. And they knew about this before the draft? Michael Silver, like, what?
We're going Trent Baalke? Drafting people injured in the first round?
Torn ACLs?
Like, come on, man. Like, that's... It's not a great look, considering what's going on with Brandon Ayuk. You don't even know if he's going to be here. Now, and Silver was reporting yesterday that everything's still on the table.
Oh, like, yeah, it's a fluid situation.
He said the team that's low-key, if I'm this team, I pull the trigger right now.
Washington.
The Washington Commanders. Absolutely. Are you kidding me?
They just traded Jahan Dotson yesterday to Philadelphia.
Yes, and if I'm Adam Peters and I have that relationship already and our boy Bob Myers is over there too, like, yes, go get the guy that played with them in college at ASU, Jaden Daniels. That's his boy, Brandon Ayuk. Let's do this thing.
Well, see, now I'm in a position, you know, you cannot trade Brandon Ayuk.
Well, you can't, but...
Listen, it's going to be hard to get back to the Super Bowl with Brandon Ayuk. Without Brandon Ayuk, with the state of the receiver position right now with the San Francisco 49ers, the hell we talk about Super Bowls for? Because that's not happening without Brandon Ayuk.
You got Debo and you got George Kittle.
Game, man beaters, like, you know what I'm saying? we man coverage, can you beat man coverage? Are we going to really count on just Debo and George Kittle in the pass game when you got to make a throw on 3rd and 8?
Possibly.
Come on. I mean, without Brandon...
Chris Conley?
Without Brandon Ayuk, this team ain't getting to the Super Bowl, Spadoni. We're underrated Brandon Ayuk.
I'll push back on that. I still think they can get to the Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk.
Really? How? Yes.
It's because I've seen it before. I've seen them get to a Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk before, with George Kittle and Debo Samuels. And, well, Emmanuel Sanders was there. That helped, but...
Very different football team.
Very different, but they've done it before. They've gone to the Super Bowl without...
They did it 5 years ago. So, okay. With that logic, sure, it's possible.
Well, but I also just think that highly of Brock Purdy, too.
The league is different, though.
It is different. No. Don't get me wrong here. Do you need Brandon Ayuk to feel better about yourself and to feel good that you can get into the playoffs and contend for another Super Bowl? Yes, you would like to have that. If he is not a 49er, though, and you keep Trent Williams, let's say that for the conversation, I still think this team is good enough to get to a Super Bowl. Will it be more difficult? Yes, but I don't think you just lose Brandon Ayuk and all of a sudden it's like, oh, the season's over. I don't feel that way for Jamar Chase. I feel that way for CeeDee Lamb. I feel that way for some other receivers, not for Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers, though.
So the defense of 2019 was all-time great. That defensive line was all-time great. All they'd had to do was rush for. Boom. Done. The secondary is probably better today than it was in 2019, although Jimmy Ward played his ass off. Emmanuel Mosley was very underrated.
Sherman got cooked.
You know, Sherman got cooked late in the year, no doubt. Run game was really good. Garoppolo was solid that year. Garoppolo could add the franchise record for most passing yards of the season. He's had a lot of fourth quarters. But without Brandon Ayuk, he's a second-team All-Pro. Second in the league in yards per catch. Downfield threat. We heard Baldy say it yesterday. Who are you going to put out there? Juwan Jennings, Danny Gray, Chris Conley? Are you kidding me? At the other spot? You just double Debo, shadow bracket, George Kittle. Where's the pass going to go?
Well, you would have hoped it would be Pearsall at least, right?
Like, well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
this Pearsall news, and if he had an injury that they knew about with the shoulder, and with guys like Keon Coleman, Xavier Legette on the board, and you take Pearsall, I need Brandon Ayuk. I just give him the damn bag by now. I'm tired of this. You without Brandon Ayuk, how the hell are we going to beat Green Bay? How the hell are we going to beat Detroit?
You lean on Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle, and Debo Samuel. You're still stacked. Those all guys are first-team all-pro players. Like, come on. Like, we're acting like if you lose Brandon Ayuk, that's your number one like person. And he was very good last year. He was awesome. He was the best receiver on the team last year, yes. He was a second-team all-pro. That is a fact. But if I'm projecting his career, do I think he's going to be second-team and first-team all-pro every other year and stuff like that? No. I think that was probably the best season he's ever going to have was last season.
I don't know.
Very difficult in this offense, Bonte, to replicate
in this offense,
what he just did.
He just to say that it's going to be his best season of his career. What if he goes somewhere else and he gets double the targets?
I just don't think he's going to be as much of a difference maker, wins and losses wise.
Listen, I get it. I get it. He's not the only weapon in this offense. But when you take him out of this offense, and now you're putting a lot of pressure on Debo to run the right route. Because the best route runner on a football team, by far and away, is Brandon Ayuk.
Yes.
It's not even close.
Yes.
Not even close. All right? Third down to five, who's Brock looking at? Let me hit number 11 and go even first now.
His game translates the best. If you just pick and choose a spot anywhere in the NFL, whatever team, right, you could plug him in and he will do his job.
Right. No doubt. No doubt.
Debo, I can't say that about. That's right. True. I can't say that.
So, listen, man. Is it the end all be all? They'll still be really good. But it's going to be that much more challenging without a downfield threat if you move off of Brandon Ayuk. Now maybe you hold on to him, and maybe you make a move at the deadline for a wide receiver, whoever becomes disgruntled.
Devontae is going to be disgruntled because the Raiders are not going to be very good, and that's a guy that I would.
We're not going to the Super Bowl.
It just feels like without. Yeah, that was pretty funny.
That was so good. Do you have the whole thing? Can you play that? Can we play that?
Yeah, we'll play it in a second.
Thank you.
But 925, and I agree with the 925, extremely mobile text on it. Problem is, the Niners without Brandon Ayuk have no real threats at the wide receiver position.
Well, I mean, we'll see about that. I have faith in Juwan Jennings as a third guy on the team. He's going to be a third option because you got George Kittle. Utilize him more in the passing game, Bonte.
Well, then you use him to block a lot.
You do.
You use him to block a lot.
Christian McCaffrey's a wide receiver, isn't he? He's basically that. He's both. He's a wide back at this point. I'm not worried. I'm not.
You're not worried if they don't lose Brandon Ayuk?
It's not a great look. You're not a better team without him. Yes, you could take a slight step back, but I think your slight step back, you're still on par or still better than everyone else in the NFC. If this was the AFC, though.
Whoa. They're better than everybody in the NFC without Brandon Ayuk.
I still think so.
Yeah, I don't.
Who's better than them? Without Brandon Ayuk,
I don't know. Maybe I'm too worried.
Green Bay.
No, please.
Philadelphia.
Oh,
Detroit.
Green Bay had like five or six games last year.
The LA Rams.
Please. Five or six games.
The LA Rams.
Time too.
The LA Rams. Hey, don't sleep on Seattle. Who the hell's going to
sleeping on Seattle? They have Geno Smith as their quarterback.
They got a hell of a defense.
I am riding back to Geno Smith.
They have a hell of a defense.
Great.
The Lions are definitely better than the Niners if the Niners don't have
Jared Goff as their quarterback. Sorry, I'm not. I can't believe in him.
I'm sorry. McCaffrey's coming off of 400 touches.
888-957-9570.
Actually, I want to throw another angle at this here. Since you bring up Christian McCaffrey here, Bonte, let's say the Niners don't have Brandon Ayuk this year for whatever reason, but you also got to anticipate that Christian McCaffrey's probably going to take a step back in production. He had over 2,000 yards from scrimmage last year.
That's what I'm saying.
If, let's say, he gets only 1,600 yards from scrimmage this year, which is still a lot. That's still 400-500 yards of offense you got to replace somewhere else on the roster, and you don't have Brandon Ayuk.
That's what I'm saying.
It's just that's a massive mountain to climb up there. You look at what the Lions have. They're fully stocked. The Packers, they're on the rise. The Eagles, if they have things figured out, like they're going to be
Saquon
a very dangerous
Barkley
team. Like, you fall back into the rest of the pack very, very fast without Brandon Ayuk.
This is problematic. And hold on real quick, Spadone. This is problematic because it's Lovin's point. Look at the guys. We were touching on this yesterday. Baldy, you heard. Do we have the Baldy cut when he was talking about, you know, he's worried about McCaffrey. He goes, it only takes is that one hit. This guy Le'Veon Bell, 406 touches in 2017, 1,900 yards. 2018, he held out. 2019, he was the same player. DeMarco Murray, 2014, 449 touches, 1,845. In 2015, the touches decreased. He basically split in half. He had 237 touches and just 702 rushing yards. A season after having 1,845. 2001, LT is like the exception to the rule. But Eddie George, we've seen it with Eddie George. We've seen it with Larry Johnson. We've seen it with multiple running backs where they have 400 carries. That next year, boy, it's not as pretty. And then 408, as Baldy keeps saying, don't sleep on Tampa Bay. I forgot they drafted your boy McMillan from Washington. Tampa Bay's cooking with something.
I like Baker. I got to see it more from him. But, hey, Todd Bowles, he's redemption tour. The defense is great. They re-signed Mike Evans. Yeah, I like Tampa. Problem. But, again, I'll wait and see with Tampa Bay because they snuck in last year.
They snuck in, but you know what?
And that division
they were a drive away from beating the Lions. They were in that game.
They were.
And don't forget that Niners game. It was 13-7 third quarter. It was a slugfest. And what happened? Brock Purdy hit Brandon Ayuk for a 75-yard touchdown. The busted game wide open.
The fact of the matter is, Bonte, I always go back to this. I always go back to the head coach and the quarterback in that tandem. And I am not taking any other head coach and quarterback tandem in the NFC over Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy.
I respect that.
Not even close. I don't care. I have George Kittle, first-team All-Pro. I have Debo Samuel, another first-team All-Pro kind of a guy. And I got Christian McCaffrey, first-team All-Pro running back. I hope I have my left tackle, first-team All-Pro, Trent Williams. Oh, I got this guy, Dominic Puni. He's pretty good. He's looking like a hit already as a rookie. I'm not worried about my offensive line. We're going to be okay. And our defense is going to be ferocious. I'm not worrying about it. I'm not. You can try to get me to worry about it. I'm not.
If
this was the AFC, though, sure, I could hear that. But I don't fear anyone in the NFC right now if I'm the 49ers. I don't. I just don't. Jalen Hurts, Nick Sirianni, there's a rift there. That's not good. Let me see more of Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur other than a half a season of good production. Let me see more from Matt Stafford staying healthy. I know what he could be with Sean McVay.
Hold on.
Can you stay healthy?
I got to get out of you about the refs.
They won a Super Bowl. That is something I can't take away from.
We went to the playoffs last year, and you said the Rams were dangerous.
They were.
They were the most dangerous. And I had to talk you down. I said, dude, relax on the Rams. And they got bounced by the Lions.
No, Baldy also said that was the
Bears. I know they did. I disagree with them, too. I disagree. I didn't see it. I wouldn't panic it on the L.A. Rams. The Rams, we own them. They're our little sons. But now,
I do think they match up the best out of any other team.
They match up very, very well now. You know what it is? It's not that I don't have faith in the 49ers. It could be a really good team. I still think they'll be solid. But it also just feels like we are massively underrating who Brandon Ayuk is as a player. We are massively underrating his route running. We're massively underrating his rapport with Brock Purdy. We're massively underrating the fact that he was a second-team All-Pro in an offense that didn't throw the ball at all. They were 30th in the league in pass attempts. And we had a wide receiver go second-team All-Pro in a franchise that's they've had trouble drafting wide receivers ever since T.O. They've had troubles. They've had a lot of trouble doing that.
What are you doing in that Super Bowl?
Brock Purdy gave him 6 targets. What did Debo do in the Super Bowl? 13 targets, 3 catches, and a straight hamstring.
He got an excuse. He got hurt.
Well, he's always hurt. I mean, that's the problem. He was hurt in 2 of the 3 playoff games.
Yeah.
So now we got to rely on Debo to be healthy, Spadone.
That's true. But you know what?
Now you take Debo. Hypothetically, Debo's going to miss a couple games. We know that. Hamstring in the Super Bowl. Got knocked out of the Green Bay game. What if he does get hurt?
Well, I have the second coming of Tom Brady on my team, so I don't care. His name is Brock Purdy.
So you don't care. So
he'll elevate Juwan Jennings. He'll elevate the Chris Conleys of the world.
Oh, you know,
he's going to be great.
Now you're speaking Cavendish.
No, I'm not. But this is what people say
like
about
it.
I hear you. But this is what you pay. What, $300 million?
Well, we're not there yet.
But Bonte, doesn't a part of you want to see that?
I mentioned that before. That, you know, part of me wants to see Shanahan and Purdy elevate, but now that I see it, knowing that you're one hit away with Debo, you're one hit away with Kittle.
I mean, that's football, though. You're one hit away from anything, right? Tom Brady took a shot to the knees out for the season.
Well, on the top-heavy team, your depth is not there. So all of a sudden, you're starting Chris Conley and Juwan Jennings? You're one hit away from doing that? You're one hit of having Jacob Cowie get a slot next to Juwan Jennings.
Juwan Jennings and Chris Conley made more plays in the Super Bowl than Brandon Ayuk and Debo Samuel.
Well, that's a problem.
I'm just saying. Well, biggest
Spencer
game of the
Burford make a block, and Brandon Ayuk scored a touchdown in overtime.
I think that's more a product of the performance of the whole team as a whole than on Brandon Ayuk.
I
agree with you, Spadoni. If they had won that game, Juwan Jennings is probably Super Bowl MVP.
And then the receiver, Doc Reddyboss, kind of set the tone. We don't control who throws the ball. We don't control where the quarterback is going. We don't control whether the ball is coming to us. We just got to be ready for the ball. And we don't control who's going to pop us when we're running over the middle. I'm just saying. L'Jarius Sneed was shaken out of his shoes. Brandon Ayuk is an elite route runner. And now on a top-heavy football team without the depth that you have, boy, this is getting a little scary. And the reason why we're bringing that up is because the report from Michael Silver is that the 49ers knew about Ricky Pearsall's shoulder. And they didn't think it could linger.
That's a tough look. That's a really
tough
look.
That's not a great look for the 49ers right now.
No.
It's not the end-all, be-all. Maybe he gets healthy for week number one. But we haven't seen them all camp.
Why'd they drag their feet so long with this Ayuk stuff? I know that they've done it in the past, like with Debo, with Nick Bosa. I feel like Kittle was actually pretty early. Like they got their stuff like figured out pretty quick there. But with Ayuk, I just don't know. Like, how could they have not have foreseen all these other receivers getting paid what they were getting paid? Like, shouldn't they have some foresight there?
Yeah.
Or all along?
Are
they just telling us all along that they really don't want to pay him?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, this is just how they've been doing business, Ponce. Remember, we talked to Cam Inman. We asked if they would change things up here, and he was just like, no, this is how they like to do this. They like to hold things out and wait this long.
It's the way they operate. But Ayuk came to the table, and then that's the way they do it. But they ripped up McCaffrey's contract, got it done early in the spring, right?
Mm-hmm.
You do that to McCaffrey, and the market changed. And how could Ayuk's mindset not change when you see the market change? Wait, that guy's getting 25? That guy's getting 28? Look at my numbers compared to him. Look at my impact compared to him. I'm in three down wide receiver, meaning you need me to run block? I'll do that. You look at those McCaffrey big-time touchdowns. Who's downfield blocking? It's number 11, Brandon Ayuk, getting down and dirty, scrapping with corners, scrapping with linebackers, scrapping with DBs. That's a problem, man. We're going to qualify somebody within the next 5 minutes. We qualify two people to have breakfast with the roast. When you hear that sounder, be ready to call 415-523-4652, and you'll win a spot for breakfast with the roast Friday, September the 6th. Again, Jack's Restaurant is providing the breakfast. You don't want to miss out on that. We have two more spots available when you hear the sounder. But first, let's go to Daryl in Alameda. Daryl, what's happening, man? You're on the roast.
What up, D?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. Man, Spadoni, I almost drove off the road hearing you talk about Brandon Ayuk like that. You make him seem like he's some kind of scrub off the street or something. He can easily be replaced. You mentioned that, well, what did he do in the Super Bowl? If he had gotten the ball on the last play, we would have won the Super Bowl. He can't throw the ball to himself. I mean, Brandon Jennings is not even on the level of
Juwan Jennings. Juwan Jennings?
Or Juwan Jennings, excuse me, yes. Juwan Jennings.
You got it. You got it.
So I don't know why are you guys dissing Brandon Ayuk so much?
No, I'm not dissing him, Daryl. And Daryl, thank you for the call. I'm just saying I'm not going to be doom and gloom, and if they end up trading him, I'm not going to like freak out about it. It's not a great look. But I still think they're better than everyone else in the NFC.
Daryl, you still there? What are the Niners' chances to get back to that Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk?
I put four teams in front of them. Definitely the Rams. I think Detroit is better than they would be. I think that definitely Green Bay. Okay, just those three right now.
Right.
But, man, it would be a big blow if they let Brandon Ayuk slip away.
Yeah.
I disagree completely with Green Bay.
Who do we have on that? We had it on a couple weeks ago, Loveman. He said, it was Tim Kawakami. And he mentioned how Parag Bharate and basically... they didn't win the deal against Bosa. This is kind of like they need to win the deal. To hell with that. Keep the premium player here and figure out the rest later. But just because Bosa stuck him for an extra $20 million in guaranteed money, and they were shocked by that, but that's the business of the Bosas. They're going to get their dough. You don't take that out on Brandon Ayuk if that's the case. All right, call 415-523-4652. 415-523-4652. Caller number 10 wins one of two spots today to have breakfast with the roast Friday, September the 6th. Brought to you by Jack's Restaurant. Again, that is September the 6th. We'll have one more spot after we give out the spot right now. Let's go to our main man, Robin Sambrudo. Robin Sambrudo, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, fellas. See, my thing with Brent Ayuk is I don't think they planned on paying him last year. I think last year we were supposed to win the Super Bowl. And then, okay, well, we can't afford him. So he got a Super Bowl. He can walk. So now I think that we lost the Super Bowl. Now you can't tell the fans, oh, we're trying to win a Super Bowl, and you get rid of, you know, one of your top two or three playmakers. So I think last year losing that Super Bowl really kind of hindered the 49ers. So now you can't tell the fans you're trying to win a Super Bowl and get rid of the guy. So now they stuck. So basically they got to pay him. Have we won a Super Bowl last year? The Niners could justify not signing Brandon Ayuk. But now they can't now because they didn't win a Super Bowl, so they got a running back just in case. We do try to win a Super Bowl again, but I just feel like when we lost that Super Bowl, because, you know, put everything on the table, I think it just messed their finances up. I never really thought they was going to re-sign Brandon Ayuk from the incident they had years prior. I never thought they was going to do it regardless.
Rob, where do you put the Niners' chances at getting back to the Super Bowl and dominating the NFC without Brandon Ayuk?
I mean, last year we was close to losing twice to Detroit and the Packers, and they was like they were young teams. They just got there. So you lose Brandon Ayuk, you lose a deep threat, you lose another threat, and then to me you putting all the onus on Kittle and Debo to stay healthy. This ain't 5 years ago. I agree with what's his name when he said, yeah, we did it without him. That was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
That was 5 years ago. Yep. That was then. This is now. So I think he's a vital piece, definitely the party. Because, you know what I mean? Nobody want to talk about the preseason, but he didn't look too good at that last preseason game. But I ain't going to bring it up, though.
So, Rob, real quick, yeah. do you feel like, because I feel like this fan base has underrated Brandon Ayuk. Not everybody, but I feel like Brandon Ayuk, oh, you cut off Rob, you hung up. All right.
Oh, he must have hung up. It's okay. Sometimes connections do that. Rob might have been in a spot.
Rob, I was going to ask Rob whether or not we're underrating Brandon Ayuk, because it certainly feels like we've underrated Brandon Ayuk. I get all the shenanigans, and it's turned a lot of people off. Trust me, I'm annoyed. What is going on here? Brandon, the Niners, what the hell is going on here?
It's exhausting.
I'm ready to play football.
Yeah.
I'm ready to get my premium players back. We finally, you know, last year at training camp, Shask and I talked about the dynamic duo. And the second day of training camp, we're in our bag at the Hilton Hotel down in Santa Clara discussing how we got the best duo at wide receiver. Now, we had a cup of coffee with Bolden and Crabtree, but basically the best duo we've had since T.O. and Rice. And it's been a long time coming trying to find these wide receivers. The list goes on and on, on and on.
Well, you talk about that, and it's interesting because that duo combined with the duo of Greenlaw and Warner, too, in the linebacking core. Now you're missing one of those guys each. You're missing Ayuk holding in, and you're missing Dre Greenlaw. And I think that has a vibe with both the offense and the defense, Monty. You can't tell me the vibes have been great in training camp.
It hasn't.
Like you heard George yesterday, and it was almost like, and you guys asked him a great question, and you can find the entire interview on download the free Odyssey app there.
We'll replay the interview coming up in 19 minutes.
Perfect. We'll do that here. Courtesy of the River Islands guest line. But he was saying, you know, like you guys were asking, who do you look at, Fred, now that Brandon Ayuk's not there? Who are you getting into it with, right?
Yeah.
Who's he getting into it? And George is like, it took him a while to kind of think about it. Like, he's just like, you know, I kind of like troll with him. Stuff like, but that's the thing. Like, that little rivalry, that mini rivalry between your teammates, that casts itself off to the rest of the team, and they feed off of that. What are they feeding off of in training camp this offseason?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Even Matt Maiocco said, man, there's not a lot of juice. Not a lot of juice in practice these days.
And that's tough for a guy like Kyle Shanahan. And it's tough already when you just lost a Super Bowl and you need that juice to get back. Are they going to come out week one and get their asses kicked against the Jets?
Well, you hope not. You hope not.
Because they're fired. I'll tell you that.
The Jets are ready to roll.
They're ready, like Aaron Rodgers.
The Niners right now.
Everyone's sleeping on them.
If the Niners had a game on Sunday and they're giving 5.5 to the Jets, I'm taking the Jets all day. It's a shoebox. Matt Higgins in the studio, he's talking about a shoebox bet where you throw everything on. I'm throwing everything on the damn New York Jets in week one. If they had to play a game on Sunday. because that means no Trent Williams and no Brandon Ayuk. Now, I want to make myself clear here on YouTube, also to San Jose. I didn't say Ayuk and Deebo was better than Rice and Chiel. No. I said Deebo and Ayuk have been the best duo at wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers since T.O. and Jerry Rice.
People hear what they want to hear. That is not what
they're
you
the
said.
Best duo since T.O. and Jerry yes. Rice. Not better than Rice and T.O. Nobody's ever going to be better than Rice and T.O. But as in terms of the 49ers, the best duo we've had at wide receiver has been Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk. They've done it a lot longer than Crabtree and Anquan Boldin. That first year with Anquan Boldin, Crabtree was hurt for most of the season because he tore their Achilles in OTAs. So, you know, this Ricky Pearsall injury, in terms of disappointment, there's been a lot of disappointing aspects of training camp this year, Spadone. A lot. To me, Ricky Pearsall's number one.
Well,
not knowing who he is, not seeing him. He's been at six practices, for crying out loud.
I didn't know who he was when they drafted him. I think half the fan base did.
You remember my reaction?
You're like, who?
What the F?
Like,
Ricky Pearsall.
Like, come on. Like, we could try to spin as much as you want. And I do that all the time. The Raiders pick just bums you've never heard of. Shout out Alex Leatherwood or Damon Arnett all the time. Like, you try to rationalize it. You look and it's like, oh, yeah, this guy could actually be good. Yep. Let's be honest, Niners fans. When they drafted Ricky Pearsall, you're like, what? Most of you were like, excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened. And now you're not even going to see the guy. He's already going to be behind the eight ball. He's not going to be there for week one, probably. And then you start to snowball effect.
Yeah.
Like, okay, now he's redshirting next year, but how's that going to look? Like, are we going to miss Deebo or is George Kittle going to leave? Now all this expectation and weight is on his shoulders perform in year two. Like, it's a trickle-down effect that starts right now, and it's just not good. And how many times have we seen this in the Trent Baalke era? Like, we saw this time in and time
out. There's so many guys. Damn. Let's go to James and San Ramon. This is not good. James and San Ramon, what's happening?
Oh, I was feeling good. No, no.
What's going on, guys? So I feel like Brandon Ayuk is a huge, huge part of our team. You know, I believe Brandon Ayuk wants to be a 49er because, I mean, he's showing up at practices. They said he's in the building for the last preseason game. If he didn't want to be a part of the 49ers, he wouldn't be coming around. And I believe him on the field allows the cornerback number two to line up on Deebo, who Deebo could be a wide receiver one. It allows Christian McCaffrey to find more open holes. It allows his to line up in the slot. It takes pressure off of everybody else because the main defensive focus is on Brandon Ayuk, which allows Deebo to take cornerback number two. It allows Juwan Jennings to take a linebacker or a cornerback three who, you know, that opens up the space for everybody else. And then when you just have that simple fear of Purdy going over the top to Brandon Ayuk, it leaves those holes open in the middle for Christian McCaffrey, something that we haven't seen when we had Jimmy Garoppolo. When they stack the box, they know it's 5-yard slant, 10-yard in route.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just something that the 49ers really need. And it showed last year with Brandon Ayuk had 70 less catches, and he was up there in the top receiving yards. So I just believe we got to get this deal done, and I believe Brandon Ayuk wants to get the deal done because he's had multiple opportunities to leave, and he stick around. So I just believe he wants to be a Niner. I believe we want him to be a Niner, and I just think we just got to get the deal done, man. It's too much of a distraction, and we got some big games coming up. So
I'm with
that's
you.
That's where I'm at.
Hell of a call, James. Hell of a call. 888-957-9570. We'll squeeze everybody in before the injury report. And, of course, we'll replay the George Kittle interview from yesterday alongside Baldy and Joe Shasky, the Butcher. Spadone in doing a hell of a job for Butcher Boy today. Oh, and it's time to qualify our last person for breakfast. I need those names, folks. Need those names after we do this. Caller number 10 right now, 415-523-4652. 415-523-4652. And you will win a spot to have breakfast with the roast, breakfast provided by Jack's Restaurant. That's coming up on September the 6th, Friday, September the 6th, as we get ready for football season.
I can
season.
Go for some Jack's right now.
I can go, Jack's. Oh. No, I wouldn't mind that at all.
Dude, the pasta with the Greek olives. Oh, my God.
I love me some Greek olives. I'm a sucker for olives.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I go seedless, seeds. Doesn't matter.
Get some feta cheese in there.
Oh Spadone, you talk about language, man. Talking about language.
Let's go.
Let's go to David Frisdo. David Frisdo, you're on the roast here on 95.7 The Game.
Bruh, come on, man. I'm speaking for all the frustrated Niners fans here. I get it. They've had success. They've done to Super Bowls. They've been to NFC Championships. I understand that. But what I also understand is they make it harder than it needs to be. sometimes with their personnel decisions, their draft selections, just now the negotiations. Like, we ain't won a Super Bowl in a very long time. With the Niners fans, they are on edge right now, you know, and obviously with everything going on, none of this helps. I just, the frustrating thing is that it doesn't have to be this hard. You knew what the Brandon Ayuk situation was going to be if you're a good front office. You know what the numbers are going to be. There's only three options. You pay him, you trade him, or you tell him to, you can sit out. All this song and dance stuff they're doing is just, it's stupid. It makes no sense. Like, And then for them not to feel that urgency and you know, see what's in front of them and see what opportunity they have, it's just frustrating. And we're super frustrated because we haven't won a Super Bowl. We've been close, but, you know, like, this ain't helping. So, come on, man. Like, yeah. This is crazy.
Dave,
I'm with you, but I want to play football.
Dave,
man.
Real quick, and I appreciate the call. Do you trust Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy?
I do not trust Kyle Shanahan, though.
All right.
I do not.
Well, then there's that. Like, I can't change your mind then. Like, okay, you know what? He's gotten you to the Super Bowl twice. He's gotten you to multiple NFC Championship games. Like, come on. Like, what are we doing here? I trust Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy. Like, you can't – this is the thing. You can't say Brock Purdy is going to be a Hall of Famer and he's going to be the next coming of Drew Brees and Tom Brady.
I don't think anybody's saying that.
No, people are saying that.
Who's saying that?
A lot of people are saying that.
Need to be drug tested then.
He was an MVP candidate for most of last year.
Yeah, but you
His
can't
trajectory
talk,
right you, now yeah, you can't, is closer to those you, guys than you, some scrub.
You cannot talk Hall of Fame Brock Purdy after a year and a half of playing quarterback. If anybody is doing that, they need to be drug tested right now.
They compared him to those players. Let me be clear. I heard people call and compare him to Drew Brees because of his stature, because of the IQ, because of the... like.
I swear to God, if I hear somebody call this show saying, well, he's on a Hall of Fame, like, come on, man. He's played a year and a half
of football.
He's going
to get paid $300 million next year,
Bonte. Let's see. I don't know about that yet. If you don't have Brandon Ayuk, and you know Chris McCaffrey gets hurt or whatnot, and this offense is... stuttering through the season.
I got faith in Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan.
Hold on. I'm not going Hall of Fame yet with Brock Purdy. I'm not going $300 million yet. Let's see what... Because, again, Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk are not here. And we saw what happened when Trent Williams and Deebo didn't play. It was 17 and 5 interceptions. Okay? So if we talk about elevating the football, and I, to Brock Purdy's credit, last season I said, look, he's not ready for that. And that's okay. It's his first full season of football. It's okay. And I know Fred Warner is talking about that, and everybody's talking Hall of Fame. I'm not going to do that. I'm sorry. I've seen guys fall on their face, have a great year, fall on their face. Hall of Fame, three.
That's what some people are saying. I'm not saying that. Some people have said that.
Right.
I get it. I first full season, he was an MVP candidate. It's pretty damn good.
It was impressive as hell.
Very impressive.
I'm not mad at Brock Purdy.
Can he somehow eclipse that this year, though? I'm saying, like, he might not be in the MVP running, but he puts up the numbers without Brandon Ayuk, Bonte,
Give Brock Purdy whatever the hell he wants if he does it without Brandon Ayuk. Yeah. But right now, we don't have Brandon Ayuk. You don't have Ricky Pearsall. You're counting on Juwan Jennings, who's dealing with an oblique injury. And then you got Jacob Cowie, who just came back.
Kittle and Deebo are healthy, though.
Trent Williams.
Well, now that you're saying all this, do you even play the starters tonight? Would you? Would you play Kittle and Deebo tonight?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Right?
I wouldn't do it. And hey, you know what? Now that I think about it, going to Las Vegas, you know what? I would not play them tonight. I have to stay in street clothes.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, I don't need to see them. I know what George Kittle can do on a football field. I know what Deebo can do on a football field. With the way this training camp is gone
Brock got some reps last week.
Yeah,
right?
I don't. You know what? You know what, Spadoni? I don't want to see them. I'm actually going to be infuriated if they do play today. Now that I think about it, I don't want to see them. I don't want to see them play. Why? Especially if the Raiders are not playing.
They're not playing anyone.
Baldy said it too. We all said it.
Unacceptable.
And I know Kyle Shanahan went on to another station saying, you know, people are being overly dramatic about Brock Purdy playing, blah blah blah. Come on, Shanahan. Like, this is the last thing we need as a fan base.
Yeah.
We don't need that. We don't need to see something catastrophic happening out there at Allegiant Stadium.
Some fringe third stringer trying to make the team, and then he dives late.
Dives a Deebo knee or something. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm sounding like Sausalito Shasky, but This is the preseason. And the preseason don't mean a damn thing to me.
What, huh?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm going to do tonight if I see these guys play. TC Sacramento.
That's a four for Yashewski.
TC Sacramento, man. I know he's not feeling good right now.
TC.
So, my bro.
Yes, sir. Hey, Bonte, what's up, bro? What's hey, check it out, Spadoni. Hey, look, check it out. So, we had a talk at D'Lo and KC's 1,000 show the other night, man, on Wednesday night. That was a nice turnout, man.
Hey,
we sat down and talked.
Hey, TC, did you see the pictures they had of me, the little cards?
Hey, look, nah, he didn't show me that, but they talked about it, though. Hey, Bonte, you know you the homie, bro. You ain't Joe.
I
know.
I got love in Sacramento. I love Sacramento. I love the 916. Hey. Don't worry, I'll be showing up soon with my Steph Curry jersey on. You better believe it.
Oh, we should have fun this year. It's going to be a fun one. Hey, but B.A., listen. B.A. needs to be back, bro. Listen, y'all know how I feel about the Brandon Ayuk situation. I'm with you, Bonte, but I don't know what you – listen. B.A. needs to be in the building. I trust Brock. I know I might bounce around, but I trust Brock over Kyle, bro. Y'all know how I feel about Kyle. I really don't trust that dude. Brock, about $60 million, I don't know about all that. But it took me a while to – listen, it took me a while to come around on Brock because y'all know how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
But Brock is a real dude, bro, and he'll get the job done. As far as Kyle, I don't know. We need B.A. Being the best team in the NFC without B.A., bro, I don't know about all that. You need that good route runner. I don't know about County. I don't know about the boy Rick Slick Rick. I don't know about none of that, bro. Juwan Jennings, Deebo Samuel, George Kittle is not enough. Period. No. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, you're right.
I saw Kyle Shanahan. Again, this isn't the same year. The league is different. I just know what I've seen from him. And I don't know how, and I've had multiple callers that say they don't trust Kyle Shanahan. I get it. It sucks that you lost to Patrick Mahomes, the greatest quarterback of all time, probably, and Andy Reid, one of the greatest, if not the greatest coach of all time.
Yeah.
Like, that sucks.
But you know what?
You know how close you were to winning those games?
Yeah, but you know what? You know,
like,
what the problem
on.
Is?
A muffed punt that was random, like,
but you know what,
come
though, Spadone?
On. How do you not trust that guy?
They blew those games.
Yeah, but how do you not trust Shanahan to get you back there? He's got you there twice, the two different quarterbacks.
Yeah, I know. I tell you why you don't trust, why some fans don't trust Shanahan. Because they don't forget Super Bowl 54. Not calling timeout before halftime.
He sounds spoiled, to be honest.
No, hold on. Spinone. But I understand why these fans may think like that. No, I don't think like that. Kyle Shanahan's a very good coach, but we saw in the biggest games, Super Bowl 54. Do I need to go down that road again? No. Last year in Las Vegas. Do I need to go down that road again? The whole lead up to the Super Bowl was a cluster. You know what? Because of media day. With Shanahan, apparently, he was a little abbreviated. You know what I'm saying? He was talking. It's like, whoa, let's Shanahan loose out here in Vegas.
UNLV.
Crying about the practice field. Mm-hmm. We're going to fly. Not knowing the overtime rules.
Yeah, that's tough.
That's a big stain. The Rams game in 2020, the NFC Championship game.
Well, Tart makes a play.
Well, you go for it. You know, you're running the fullback dive, and you got Big Trent on one leg. Running in motion. Everybody in the building knew what play was.
In hindsight, he had Jimmy Garoppolo with one arm, and the fact that he milked that much is actually incredible.
But Shanahan's decision-making has been a little suspect. It has. You can't deny that.
He has been so damn close. Like, I really have a hard time nitpicking and not trusting a guy. Antonio Pierce is probably going to be a dumpster fire this year for the Raiders.
You're a Raider fit, so no, I understand.
No,
I understand
no,
that.
No, but we're analyzing this tonight, and you're comparing both of these teams. Like, we sound extremely entitled tonight. I don't trust Kyle Shanahan. Well, the guy's been the best coach in football outside of Andy Reid. How long he's been here?
How many people trusted Andy Reid before Super Bowl 54?
They didn't trust him before Patrick Mahomes.
They didn't trust him at all. And they didn't trust him with 7 minutes and 30 seconds left. They were saying, oh, Andy Reid's going to lose another one. And then 3rd and 15 happened.
Kyle Shanahan's been a better coach with the Niners than Andy Reid was with the Eagles, though. Like, until... Yes. He took Jimmy Garoppolo and then Brock Purdy in his first full season to a Super Bowl. Come on.
Andy Reid had James Thrash and Todd Pinkston as his wide receivers.
Hey, Todd Pinkston was sick in ESPN 2K5.
Yeah, it's a video game.
I know we got the injury report.
In real life, bumper road coverage was his kryptonite.
All right.
Andy Reid with the four straight Matt, was it four straight NFC championship
straight.
Games for Andy
yes,
Reid?
Correct.
I don't know about it. Andy Reid was a hell of a coach.
Together, though.
Hey.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Andy Reid was a hell of a coach in Philadelphia. What the Niners have to worry about Brock Bowers tonight? He's not playing, apparently. Raiders rookie is questionable with a foot injury, so it sounds like he's not going to play. He's not practiced since last week. Raiders coach Antonio Pierce insists that holding Bowers out of practice has been precautionary, and the team expects him to be on the field for week number one. The injury report brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. Look, what's coming up on the game, brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. We have the George Kittle replay from yesterday. Really, really good. George Kittle replay. Your boy Q at 920. Your boy Q at 920. And then, hey, we got to give some love to Bay FC. Bay FC, Tuesday night, August 27th at 7 p.m. at PayPal Park in San Jose. They're going to take on FC Barcelona. FC Barcelona. And your boy, tickets are available right now at bayfc.com. You may want to do that. Or just contact me directly. I may be able to do something for you. Tuesday night, Bay FC, Barcelona. Shout out to Emily and the crew down there at Bay FC doing the damn thing. Having a very, very spectacular inaugural season. We'll do that coming up. But next, the George Kittle replay here on the Morning Roast.
And Dave Fleming at 8:30.
Clean it up, Ante.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.